What does it mean to be a steward? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. The word steward is a little Christianese. What do I mean by that? Well, sometimes it can be a word that Christians use, but people don't always understand. So that's why today's Devo is so important. It's called Stewards by Elijah Walsh. We often think that God made animals for us. It's true, right? Because Adam named them and God says we have dominion over them. A problem with this way of thinking is that it can be used to justify the misuse of God's creation. But actually, God created everything out of the overflow of His love. And when He created humans, He gave us the responsibility to care well for animals and all of creation. In Genesis 1:26, God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Some Bible translations say that God gave us dominion over these creatures. If you notice, humans are made after the rest of creation and then put in charge of the animals and plants. We are the stewards of creation. This means that we are called to take care of it for God, and we can enjoy it, but it doesn't ultimately belong to us. Creation belongs to God. This really shows that God loves us. He invites us to enjoy His creation, cultivate it, and use it in countless creative ways. But because it's His, we need to treat it with respect and love. Sadly, our relationship with nature has been corrupted because of our sin. Ever since humans first rejected God and His good ways at the fall in Genesis 3, sin has been in the world. And this is the cause of all the death and sadness and toil that we experience today. But God has promised to make all things new. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, He defeated sin and death. And when Jesus comes back, He will restore the heavens and the earth. He will make a perfect creation with no more death and suffering. Then, all the people who put their trust in Jesus will rule over this new creation with perfect love. Until that day, He helps us learn to act as good stewards of all He created. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you seen God's love for you in His creation? We live after the fall, so creation is not as it was meant to be. And the sinful choices of people continue to take a toll on plants, animals, and ecosystems. Have you seen the corrupting effects of sin on nature? Consider taking a moment to bring any concerns you have to God. He cares about His creation, including His people, and He provides forgiveness and restoration through Jesus. You can also ask Him to help you notice practical ways you can care for His world. As you and I can read in Genesis 1:26, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over all the creatures.'" Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1, 11-31, as well as chapter 2, verses 15-22, Romans chapter 8, verses 18-30, and Revelation chapter 21, verses 1-7, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you hoping to dive into your Bible more this summer? Well, if so, I encourage you to check out our second annual Summer Teen Reading Program Challenge. The program started June 1st, but you can join anytime. Head over to unlocked.org/registration to learn more. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called "Can You Repeat That?" with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.